Should siblings all remain together after a divorce? It may have to do with education as well. If one parent has to relocate, they may want their children to remain in the school with the other parent. They may only have a year or two left in high school, for instance. At the least, the arrangement may be made or be in place until the school year is finished and other plans can be made. Finances and location can be a problem as well. A parent may want all of their children with them, but they only have a two-bedroom apartment. With many children, that isn't going to work out well. Or they may be staying with friends and family members, so there really is just no room. Until they can afford to get a bigger place, it may be necessary to split up the siblings. Very young children may need to remain with their mother for various reasons. They may be nursing, or the father may not be able to provide adequate child care. Older children may be allowed to fly on their own back and forth between parents. The younger children aren't or can't do so, and therefore they remain in one place until they get older. Another issue has to do with special needs children. They may require additional care and medical supplies that are too difficult or expensive to have in both locations. This may result in one parent being fully responsible for that particular child. It depends on the ability of the parent as well as the severity of the medical problems that the child has. The decisions to keep siblings together after divorce is one that each family will have to evaluate. It may work well for the issues at hand, but in other times it doesn't. Regardless of the decision, all of the children need to know the divorce wasn't their fault. They also need to have the love and encouragement of both parents. Forging a solid relationship with each of them is important to the overall well-being of each child.